Julian Clover
across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, for a president who served four terms, just think of it, Donald Trump would have been ecstatic. Franklin Roosevelt wasn't a well man. The relationship with his wife was strained too. And it's the subject of Lifeline, which is a play on at the ADC Theatre this week. Director Theo Jessen is here, as is Eleanor Roosevelt, as portrayed by Jessica Ivey. Welcome to you both.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you very much for coming in. Theo, let me start with you. Tell me a bit about the company behind this, such as it is.
The company behind this is very much independent. It is drawn from all over. We have actors from Suffolk, from London. I myself am a student here at Cambridge, and it's very much a labour of love. We've gotten a lot of help from the ADC Theatre's management and a lot of help from the Penguin Club as well.
I am familiar with it. They all do like behind-the-scenes stuff,
yes,
don't they?
Yes, they've been fantastic.
No, absolutely. And the play is written locally, effectively, as well, by Andrew Page.
It is, yes. Our producer, Adam Page, wrote it. He is, it's very wonderful. He's an expert on this subject. He knows plenty about it.
It's an interesting period of history, really. I remember lots of things about my history exams at school, but one of them was a wartime photograph. And it would have been of Roosevelt, Churchill, and Stalin, and they were all sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there was a reason behind that.
It was, yes. That was at the Yalta Conference, which is a major plot point in the play.
Right.
Franklin did not have use of his legs for almost all of his presidency, and the Secret Service and his staff went to great lengths to hide it, including metal braces in his suit legs, so he could stand up while giving speeches.
that's amazing. If you think about it, if you compare it to the news today, I'll go too much into the Harry thing, but the absolutely excruciatingly detailed information that we are supposedly getting at the moment, the fact that could be kept a secret from the American public and beyond is fascinating.
It was a very different era and an enormous logistical effort, I believe.
Jess, tell me about Eleanor, because I guess she is one of the first ladies that we might be aware of, shall we say, through the years.
She became this pioneer almost. She held her own. She was obviously First Lady, but first and foremost, she just wanted to be known as this normal family woman.
Mm.
And then once the World War One broke out, she then started all her advocating, all her rights, and just developed into this woman that we know.
Because she was related as well to the other Roosevelt, wasn't she? Theodore Roosevelt.
So I don't know if a lot of people know, she's fifth cousins with Franklin, who she married. So she's Theodore Roosevelt's niece. And then, so they literally kept it in the family. Quite literally, the Roosevelts.
Yeah, most complicated family tree going on there. One would have thought. Did you know much about her before you took the role?
No, I've had to do a lot of research to get to know the woman, to build my character, and that's developed through the rehearsal process and finding out bits and pieces of it.
Did you look at film? I'm imagining some actors on The Crown, particularly for the more recent series. You know, because obviously to do Princess Diana, all you have to do is watch the Panorama interview a few times. You can do the dippy head thing after that. Did you try to sort of take on any of the characteristics that you're aware of Eleanor Roosevelt?
I have watched historical footage of her and
gone. Is there much?
More than you'd realise.
Right.
Yeah. Quite a bit, just to pick up her mannerisms, or she particularly wore a lot of pearls, and I've picked up on certain things like that and incorporated it into her character.
Mm.
So that's where I've gone with that. Yeah,
that's an interesting one. And her relationship as well with her husband.
Yes.
Rocky? I don't know. How would you describe it, at least from what we know?
Yes, it's spiky. Sadly, Franklin does have an affair, and this is revealed within the play, which I might just have revealed that spoiler.
He wasn't just he wasn't just unfaithful, he was institutionally unfaithful. He had the Secret Service aid and abet in him meeting with his mistress, and he did so for most of his life. The only reason their marriage stayed together at all really was some hefty intervention from his mother and the fact that he was president of the United States, and divorce would not look good for his poll ratings.
I'm trying to think, the only president I can think of, and there must have been others, who actually divorced their wife while in office, Sarkozy in France, I think, is the only one who springs to mind. We hear stories of other politicians, Prime Minister David Lloyd George, if we go back a bit, and others through the years, but somehow I don't know. It's I don't know. Is it still the done thing, or is it just that would have happened anyway? It's difficult to know, I guess.
It's a unique situation, I think, and I think it reflects the time period that all this was happening, sort of in the midst of war. The Red Army is 50 miles from Berlin, so war in Europe is wrapping up. The Manhattan Project is nearing completion.
What's the Manhattan Project?
Nuclear bombs.
Right, okay.
And the first of those are very nearly finished.
So the play does it, it's obviously the relationship between Eleanor Roosevelt and her husband, but also looking at the historical events of the time.
Yes, I think the it's very much set against the backdrop of all these events, and a lot of things that happen are informed by that. But at its core, I think this is very much an emotional play. It's dealing with the relationship between the two of them, the often and continually fraught relationship that they had, and attempts at reconciliation, whether successful or not.
So I guess you can see it at two levels, really, from the relationship side and also the historical background. How large is the cast overall?
There are four cast members in total. Franklin, Eleanor, Franklin's primary caregiver, Daisy Suckley, who would later go on to found the FDR Presidential Library, the first of its kind, and his cardiologist, Dr. Howard Bruin.
Right, so we get all the intricate details then of
health
bulletins of the president, which the American people and the rest of us were denied at the time. Rehearsals, I guess, probably well underway now.
Yes, very much so.
Dress rehearsal, technical rehearsal going
we're
on.
We're working towards our dress rehearsal now, and I believe we have a technical rehearsal later today.
Excellent. Yes. And at the ADC, what are the dates and times
for
that?
At the ADC Theatre, from the 12th to the 14th of January at 7:45 each evening.
Okay. Well, look, thank you both very much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yes, tell
us
about
that.
Thank you.
Hope it all goes well, break a leg, etc., etc.
thank you very much
indeed. So the play is Lifeline. It's on at the ADC Theatre this week. My thanks to director Theo and Jess, who is playing Eleanor Roosevelt. It's 9:17 now.
Cambridge Breakfast
with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105.